Reflection by Father Luis Sozano from the Gospel Matthew 13, verses 47 through 53. The good aspects of the bad. First, they got together. It is important to take the time to observe your life. Decide what you have to leave behind and what other aspects you should keep and cherish. There are things in your life that drag you along, but in reality they are dragging you down, and they are not allowing you to be happy. There are material things that were useful, but today are no longer useful. They're scrap. Things can hinder your thinking and relationship with others. These things don't bring positive things in your life. There are people in your life that also can hinder your life. Sometimes you have damaging relationships that you are unable to put to an end. But also you must maintain the relationships that bring light to your life. And these are the ones to keep and help grow. Second, the bad. The things that bring you down. Not only people, but situations. Oftentimes we must ask ourselves, what does this person bring to our life? You must examine your life carefully to analyze what you should keep in your life. Often you obsess with unnecessary things and vices that you can do without. These obsessions can overshadow and hide your true self. We must be careful not to let them overcome our lives. Third, the good. There are positive aspects that cheer you on, remind you of who you really are, and fulfill you. The good helps us move forward on the path God has planned for us. Although it is clear, there will always be obstacles to confront. Nothing is easy, and these challenges help us grow. We all need to complement our lives with things that make us happy. Take a step back and look at what you want, where you want to go, and how you will live your journey. After this reflection, look at what hurts you and what does not help you find God's will in your life. Discover how to better surrender to His will. God is always your companion, so ask for His help to identify the good and the bad. God bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And remember, heaven is our goal.